now back to the Mark Maron Show, a Tandy company.
Thank you, Jim. The Comedy Central show, Strangers with Candy, has a very loyal and large following, I believe. Those of you who don't know about it or feel out of the loop will get a chance to start over with the rest of the country when the film Strangers with Candy is released today in New York and L.A., soon to be released across this great nation of ours. The film stars Amy Sedaris and Paul Dinello. They both also co-wrote the film with Stephen Colbert. And I know that Amy Sedaris is on the phone with us now, and there's the outside chance that Paul Dinello will actually get on the phone in the middle of the interview. Is that? And they are talking to us from their hotel room that is so nice, it's got two phones!
Right.
Wow, Amy, luxury. Where are you staying?
We're staying at the Meridian. Perfect timing. Dinello just walked in the door.
He did, so tell him to go.
He didn't blow you off. That was so well said. Did you read that off a cue card? He just...
No, it's improvised. I wrote it down in my brain. Hey, so did you... No, wait, tell me the truth. Did Paul have to go in the bathroom to get on the other phone?
No, he's right. He's sitting right next to me.
But if I wanted to, I could. I could move my balls and complete our conversation. I'm just saying
it's
that's
a late
kind of
night
hotel.
Show. That's morning behavior.
So,
right.
So they have... So they have three phones in the room? That's a nice room.
Yeah.
Did you guys just get here?
We got here yesterday.
Oh.
And I've never done this thing. I've never done a press junket before, so this is all very new to me. And I call all my friends who are real actors, and they're like, this is what you do for a living?
Yeah.
My God.
Did you do the ones where you sit in a booth and you do like 20 radio stations in a row?
Yeah, it's insane.
Isn't that weird? And then a voice comes over your head and says, you're on with Joey and the Monkey in Atlanta.
Yeah. Yeah. Some TV show ideas. You're like, what? Yeah, it's been kind of weird. It's been interesting just because it's new.
So let's, I'd known you guys a long time. We used to be in the same hallway at HBO Downtown when you guys...
That's right, we were.
When you did Exit 57, the sketch show that I'm sure still has some serious fans.
Yeah, uh-huh.
And,
my parents.
Yeah, and I was doing I was doing short attention span theater and not happy.
And not happy, but you were playing your guitar.
Yeah, I played my guitar a lot, and yeah. I slept on my desk while you guys feverishly wrote...
Isn't that funny? And then Bill Maher down the hall.
I know Bill Maher and this and the
Nipsey Russell hanging up in the hallway. It was weird.
It was weird and the weird myth of Bill Maher and the towels.
Yeah.
Oh man.
Yes. Finally, someone we can talk to about it.
Yeah. I don't know if anyone knows that about him, but the rumor is that Bill Maher compulsively masturbated before he did any performing.
That's right, into a towel.
And no human could touch his face.
Yeah. Oh, that's a good one too. There goes our chances of ever doing his show. That's okay. No one listens to my show. Look, what I want to know is because I got to be honest with you, I didn't watch a lot of the series, and I watched the entire movie, and it was enjoyable, it was quirky, and it was funny.
Oh, that's nice of you to say. Thanks.
Thank you,
and,
Mark.
Yeah, and I guess there are a couple things came through my mind. First off, if there are people that don't know what the hell I'm talking about, you got to understand, I have a lot of listeners who just sit and blog about politics, and every time I have a conversation like this, they're like, why aren't they talking about important things? So for those people, what would you, like, pitch me the movie. Tell me what it's about in a pitch. You understand what I'm saying, Paul?
Well, it's about a 47-year-old former junkie whore, ex-con, who decides to pick up her life where she left off, which happens to be freshman year in high school. So she goes back to high school and tries to live her life the second time around the right way.
And Amy, you play the character. The character's name is Jerry Blank.
Yes.
And it is such a bizarre, funny character. You don't know really whether she's gay or straight or how fragmented.
She likes the pole in the hole, Mark.
Huh?
She likes the pole in the hole.
Yeah. How did this whole thing come about? You're so funny, and this character is one of those ones where it's like it's disturbing and funny.
Right, those are the best. That's the best, right?
It is, definitely. She's confused and hostile at the same time.
Hook her with a stick. Well, I think what makes her so funny, too, is because all three of us write for her, so we all bring something different to Jerry. So that's what gives her all those levels. So that's always, and physical humor is always.
And Paul, you play the art teacher. Let me ask you a question. I got a question from my blog, and I owe them because they are really 90% of the audience. Does the name Richard Deutsch mean anything to you?
Richard Deutsch?
Yeah.
I know what Deutsch, but I don't know Richard Deutsch.
Perhaps an art teacher in your past.
Paul. Do you have a Richard Deutsch art? Dick Deutsch.
I was so horrible at art. I don't. I blanked out all the memories.
No, somebody said that that she thought that you guys had the same art teacher and that you base his character on him.
I actually had an art teacher named Mr. Jelinek, and then it was some based on that teacher, and then I had another teacher in high school who you'd find out like, hey, Bill Hines is having a party in his backyard, and you'd show up and it'd be all kids, drunk kids, and one teacher, and it was this teacher, and he would wear like this
a blouse.
No, he would wear like one of those coats with like those suede jackets with the fringe.
On the
arms and but then like adult shoes.
Yeah.
You know, and sort of adult slacks.
Yeah, yeah.
And a nine-inch zipper.
But he would pretend to be like, you know, like I'm one of you guys.
Yeah, yeah.
You know,
hey.
We could talk about stuff. You could if you smoke pot, it's cool.
It's cool.
You know, I'm not gonna. You know, like he was one of those guys. But I don't want to see you out of class.
Yeah, exactly. You want a cigarette? I don't care if you smoke. You want a cigarette?
Right.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I remember those teachers.
No, I shouldn't be doing this.
Yeah, I shouldn't be doing this, but we're cool, you know. Oh, yeah, and you really, the funny thing was the weird bitterness and the kind of like, you know, I'm going to paint someday thing. I thought that, let me ask you a question about where this movie comes from, because I had this moment where I'm watching you and Colbert, and I'm watching Amy, and yeah, great cast, we'll talk about that in a second, but there was actually moments where I'm like, this has like jokes, like I hope you don't take this as an insult, but was the airplane movies any inspiration to you? Did you take that as an insult?
I love airplane movies. I love all those movies.
Well, I guess the only the one thing we might have taken is the amount, you know, like the amount of jokes in
an airplane movie. Yeah, the sight gags.
We try to shove as many in.
Yeah, that's good.
That's good.
Yeah, jokes are good.
I hope something will stick.
Yeah, yeah, because, you know, all of a sudden it's like, hey, we're in a sauna. How the hell did that happen? Why is there a beaded curtain there? Hey, what is that guy doing over there? It's good. It's eye candy. So here's the other question. You've got the Thayer sisters. You've got Dan Hedaya. You have Sarah Jessica Parker, Matthew Broderick, Philip Seymour Hoffman, Allison Janney. I mean, what? How the hell did you get all these people to do the movie? Ian Holmes in the movie.
I know. We have a knight.
A knight.
We have a knight in our movie.
And a couple Emmy winners.
A lot of them. Well, we knew a lot of them. And then Paul Dinello wrote Sir Ian Holm a letter. And,
you wrote him a letter?
A script to Dan Hedaya and Allison Janney. So, I mean, we were just, yeah, I mean, it was, we were so lucky. And everyone was like, yes, immediately.
Well, no, wait, you wrote, what did you say in your letter to Ian Holm?
The night a letter. I'm like, oh, my God.
Well, I complimented him on Big Night. And
yeah.
It was full of a lot of compliments.
Yeah.
And then I sort of snuck it in, what would you think about doing our movie? But he would have never done it, but he has a 19-year-old son, and he called his 19-year-old son and said, I got this script.
Do you know these people?
Yeah, do you know these people? And he said, do it, Dad.
Oh,
that's great.
That's so nice.
That's the reason he did it.
And he was great. He was like a real actor. He did each take differently.
Yeah,
I mean, it was like you're supposed to do. So being on the set with all these, you know, Oscar winners and Emmy winners, you're like, oh,
yeah,
okay.
And you've got your pants stuffed with things.
I know, sight gag. I'm like, oh, you know.
No,
like,
come on, you know that you're great.
Well, no, we're more like clowns.
Yeah, but you're so much more funnier than anybody else in the movie.
Oh, God.
I mean, except for Paul and Steve and anyone else who's on the phone, or maybe friends of mine, but. So Colbert is big and famous now.
Who? Yeah, I know. Isn't that great?
We don't follow his career. What's happening? I didn't know he was working.
Apparently, he's got a show, and he's somehow affiliated with that Stewart fella.
Oh, I was unaware.
Yeah.
Stewart fella.
Yeah, and he mocked the president to his face in public.
Yeah, he did do that.
Yeah, brilliantly. Did you talk to him about that? Did you see him right after that? Did he look like, oh, my God, I did it?
I talked to him a moment. Well, I helped him with that speech.
Yeah.
But most of the credit is his.
And, yeah.
So we went over it, like the night before he did it, and we were convinced that both Bush and the room would laugh.
Were you there?
No. I watched it on, it was on like C-SPAN 2 or something.
Because I thought he got pretty good laughs.
Not compared to what that Bush impersonator got.
Bush impersonator.
Yeah, but you know,
had I known, I would have gotten to the Bush impersonating business years ago.
Come on, that guy was a monkey.
That guy was a bit of a monkey.
Yeah, let's talk for a few more minutes. We're going to take a break. Our guests are Amy Sedaris and Paul Dinello. The film is Strangers with Candy. It's the film version. It opens tonight in New York and L.A., and then we'll be playing around the world in a matter of weeks. Stay with us. We'll be right back.